Thursday, November 7th, 2019. Let's begin with introductions of Bureau of Development Services staff who are here today.
Hannah Bryant.
Tim Herron.
Laura Duvall.
Brian Tierney.
And commissioners.
Brian McCarter.
Zary Santner.
Chandra Robinson.
And I am Julie Livingston. Commissioner Jessica Molinar will join us after this first Type 3 land use review concludes. And Commissioner Rodriguez will not be here today. Commissioner Vallister will not be here today. Commission members are private citizens appointed by the mayor to provide review of large projects within designated design zones. We are not paid but serve entirely as volunteers. More detailed information regarding the purpose and function of the commission can be found in the Portland Zoning Code. Commission members must declare a conflict of interest, bias, or ex parte contact prior to the staff presentation of a particular case. If a commission member has a conflict of interest or bias, they are not allowed to participate in commission discussion or voting on that project. If a commission member has had an ex parte contact, they must declare the substance of it on the record, and it is subject to rebuttal. So today's agenda, there are very few agenda items. We will first have a few items of interest. Then we will move to a Type 3 land use review for the DePaul Treatment Center in the Gateway Plan District. We should start that within about 5 minutes, and it will likely last about 90 minutes. Following the conclusion of the DePaul land use review, we will move to a briefing and work session on DOZA. Design Commission is going to be providing testimony to the Planning and Sustainability Commission on DOZA, and specifically on the new design standards that are being considered for adoption into the development code. So we're going to spend quite a bit of time on that today. So items of interest. Tim Herron, do you have items of interest today?
I do. Two of them, really quickly. One was most of you have responded with the except. This is my chance to nail you down when I don't get email responses or Laura doesn't get one. And I'm looking at Commissioner McCarter right now. On the 5th of December, we're making a play to start earlier so we don't have to stay later. So the question is, are you available, Brian, at 12:30?
I can be, yes.
Cool. Thank you. What we'll do then, and once I check in with Commissioner Don and Commissioner Sam to confirm it, we would do the South Park Blocks briefing at 12:30.
Okay.
Then we'd roll into the DOZA work session that we have scheduled that date. And then on to the River Place Central City Master Plan, which will be the last item for the day. It should have a crew of people. But getting out at 6:30 sounded better than 7:30. So that helps us do that. So once I confirm it with Don and Sam, Laura, we'll send out an email to update the outlooks and make sure we're all on the same page, but that's a little ways out. Cool. Then on the second item, which you know already, but I just wanted to confirm it, we canceled January 2nd.
Thank you.
For lots of good reasons. But we did schedule January 9th as a special hearing date, if you will. January 16th is our regularly scheduled third Thursday. We're going to keep that date. But in order to get a third date on the calendar for January, just because there's a big jump from December 19th to January 9th, we have three Thursdays in a row, and that'll be January 23rd. Ideally, I would rather not have three Thursdays in a row, but our quorum was really weak for the last Thursday in January, so that's just how it played out. Our goal would be to fill two first before we start to fill a third.
Yep.
So as we play out closer into December, we might cancel one of those dates, but it won't be January 9th because we already have an item for that date, and I'll probably have an item I haven't scheduled yet.
Okay.
So that's just a courtesy heads up.
So I am out the last 2 weeks in January.
So we'll miss you on the 23rd.
The 3rd and the 30th.
Okay. Thank you, Zary. That's helpful. That's all I have.
Okay. Related to that, I will not be here on the 21st. when Commissioner Molinar arrives, we should talk about how we are going to stage those hearings and DARs and who chairs. Because Commissioner Rodriguez is bringing in a project that day, so he will need to recuse himself.
Great. Okay. Thanks for the heads up.
Yeah. Anything else? Anything from any other commissioner?
Do we have a meeting on 21st of November? Is that what you were talking about?
Yes, we jump back.
Yes.
Ah.
Okay. Commissioners, before we leave the hearings room today, I'm going to circulate to all of you current, what I believe to be final copy of our 2020 guide to the Portland design review process, the edits that we've been working on. So I've had feedback from almost everyone, and I think we're in really good shape, but it is not too late to give one final look to the document and provide more feedback. So okay. All good. Okay. Okay. So moving on to item number two.